A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's asking about the thing everyone's asking about today, but he's coming at it from the right angle. OpenAI dropped GPT-6 Astra this morning, and their vice president of research, Aidan Clark, told reporters it may be the landmark that achieved AGI. The training run was, in his words, by far their largest. First time, they've pre-trained on more than 100,000 GPUs at the Stargate site in Texas.
And Daniel wants to know what Stargate actually is, not just the headline. He's pointing at the machine behind the model.
Right. He has five things, basically. What's Stargate LLC? Why does everyone keep comparing it to the Manhattan Project? Does that comparison actually hold? What role did the Texas site play in GPT-6 Astra? And what does this scale mean for AI in society going forward?
Right. Stargate LLC was announced in January 2025 with a fanfare that felt a little, let's say, presidential. So we're going to look at the infrastructure first, then the claim, because I think the infrastructure is the real story today. The model is impressive, but the fact that it took 100,000 GPUs in one training run tells you something about where this is all headed.
Let's start with the basics. What actually is Stargate LLC? It's a joint venture announced in January 2025 between OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, and NGX, which is the UAE's state investment fund.
And the first major build-out is in Abilene, Texas. That's the site Clark referenced. That's where GPT-6 Astra's training run happened. And the division of labor is interesting. SoftBank has financial responsibility. OpenAI has operational responsibility. Oracle brings the cloud and data center expertise. MGX brings capital and, let's be honest, geopolitical weight.
Which is why the Abilene site reportedly includes plans for its own gas-fired power generation. They're not just building a data center, they're building a power plant with computers attached.
And that detail is the one that makes the Manhattan Project comparison both tempting and wrong. But let's actually test it, because I think there's something real in the analogy and something that falls apart the moment you look at the structure.
The Manhattan Project comparison gets at something genuine. You have an unprecedented concentration of resources aimed at a single goal. You have government-adjacent strategic urgency. The U.S. government has been explicit that keeping frontier AI on American soil is a national priority. You have secrecy around actual capability. Let's talk about the Manhattan Project comparison, because Daniel specifically asks whether it holds up.
And you have a single national goal, sort of. The framing is, the United States must not lose the AI race. That's the stated purpose of Stargate, to keep frontier development on U.S. soil, explicitly framed against the Chinese alternative.
But here's where the comparison breaks. The Manhattan Project was a government program. The Army Corps of Engineers ran it. The deliverable was unambiguous, a bomb before the Nazis got one. Everyone involved had the same success condition.
And the Manhattan Project had a single clear objective, build a bomb. Stargate's mission is diffuse. It's building infrastructure for AI, but what that infrastructure will ultimately be used for is still being figured out. MGX wants to diversify Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth away from oil and into the thing everyone agrees is the next thing. Those incentives overlap, but they aren't the same incentive.
And there's no single enemy with a deadline. The Manhattan Project had a very specific fear. German physicists were ahead, and every month mattered. Stargate's urgency is more diffuse. It's a race against a competitor you can't see clearly, with no defined finish line.
The comparison I keep reaching for is the Transcontinental Railroad. Private capital, government land and political support, a national strategic purpose, and a whole lot of infrastructure built before anyone was sure the economics would work. Let's talk about the actual scale, because 100,000 GPUs in one training run is unprecedented. What does that mean in practical terms? Power consumption. The Abilene site's power demands have drawn scrutiny from grid operators.
The railroad is closer. The Manhattan Project was a sprint with a single deliverable. Stargate is a build-out with no obvious endpoint. You just keep laying track.
And the 500 billion figure is where the railroad comparison really bites. That number was announced in January 2025 with enormous ceremony. But the actual structure is staged. The first 100 billion was committed up front. I don't have the exact number for Abilene, but data centers of this class draw hundreds of megawatts. 100,000 GPUs, plus the networking equipment, plus the cooling systems. The power infrastructure alone is a multi-year project.
So, the headline number is a commitment, not a spend. And there's a meaningful gap between we've pledged 500 billion and we've deployed 500 billion. That gap is where the fragility lives.
The energy question is the real bottleneck, and it's the part of this story that gets the least attention. 100,000 GPU training run draws on the order of hundreds of megawatts continuously. That's not a data center problem. The networking is just as hard. When you're training a model across 100,000 GPUs, they have to talk to each other constantly. The interconnect fabric has to be incredibly fast and incredibly reliable.
Which is why Texas. The ERCOT grid is deregulated, which means faster permitting, direct power purchase arrangements, and the ability to build your own generation without the kind of regulatory friction you'd hit in, say, California or the Northeast. And the capital expenditure. 100,000 high-end GPUs is billions of dollars just in hardware. Then the facility, the power infrastructure, the cooling, the networking. The training run itself, just the electricity bill, is enormous.
So when Aidan Clark says this was by far their largest training run, what he's really saying is, we spent an unprecedented amount of money and engineering effort to make this happen. The model didn't just get smarter on its own.
And the Abilene site is the concrete case. Announced, permitted, built, and operational fast enough to host 100,000 GPU training run within roughly a year and a half of the consortium's launch. Now, the geopolitical angle, because MGX's involvement adds a dimension that's easy to miss. The UAE's state investment fund is a major player in Stargate. That means a foreign government has a financial stake in America's AI infrastructure.
And the US-China AI race is the backdrop. Stargate is positioned as a matter of national competitiveness. The argument is that America needs this infrastructure to stay ahead. But it's a private consortium, not a government program.
So the Manhattan Project comparison. What it gets right is the concentration and the strategic framing. What it gets wrong is the structure. This isn't a unified national program with a single deliverable. That's a point worth sitting with. The Manhattan Project was the government doing something directly.
Which brings us to the scale. Because the structure matters, but the number Clark gave is the story. 100,000 GPUs.
Let's put that in context. GPT-4 was reportedly trained on around 25,000 A100s. That was the state-of-the-art in early 2023, and it was already an enormous undertaking. GPT-5 class models scaled further, but the publicly known numbers stayed in the tens of thousands.
100,000 is a 4 to 10 times jump in a single generation. That isn't incremental scaling. That's a step change. And Clark's phrasing, by far, our largest training run tells you the previous runs were meaningfully smaller. The honest answer is that we're still figuring that out. There's been a long-running debate about scaling laws. The idea was that bigger models, more data, more compute, would reliably produce better performance.
The economics are staggering. At current prices, 100,000 H100 equivalent GPUs represents roughly $2.5 to $4 billion in hardware alone. Before power, before cooling, before networking, before the building they sit in.
And the electricity bill for a training run at this scale is on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars, just for the run. The benchmark they're pointing to is ARC-AGI-3. It's a test of abstract reasoning, puzzles that require figuring out patterns and rules. GPT-6, Astro reportedly scored significantly higher than previous models.
So when Clark says we pre-trained on more than 100,000 GPUs, what he's really saying is, we spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 billion on a single training run, and we're betting it was worth it.
And that bet tells you OpenAI believes scale is still the lever. Not architectural innovation. Not some clever new training paradigm. Scale. More GPUs, more data, more compute, more power.
Which is a claim about the nature of intelligence that deserves scrutiny. If you need 100,000 GPUs to get to AGI, what does that say about the thing you've built? OpenAI's own charter defines AGI as highly autonomous systems that outperform humans at most economically valuable work. That's a high bar. GPT-6, Astra scoring well on a reasoning benchmark, doesn't obviously meet that bar.
Aidan Clark's framing is careful. He said it may be the landmark that achieved AGI. Maybe. That's a hedge. He's not saying we've definitely done it. He's saying this might be the moment, and we should talk about it. It's also conveniently vague. Who decides what counts as most economically valuable work? Who decides what outperform means?
And there's no agreed test. The benchmarks are saturated. Every new model beats the old benchmarks. So the field invents new benchmarks, and the new model beats those too, and the cycle continues. When a lab claims AGI, the honest response is to ask what specific capability they're pointing at.
What can GPT-6 Astra do that GPT-5 couldn't? What task, what domain, what kind of reasoning? AGI as a label doesn't answer that question. It just attaches a very large word to a very large training run.
The strategic function of the claim isn't subtle. If OpenAI says we may have achieved AGI, that justifies the capital raise. It justifies the Stargate investment. It justifies the continued concentration of compute in the hands of a few companies. It tells SoftBank and MGX that their money is buying the future.
It also tells Washington that the export controls on NVIDIA chips to China are working, and that the US needs to keep building. The geopolitical dimension here is direct. Stargate is explicitly a US strategic project, and that changes who gets to ask the questions. Academic labs can't do this kind of work anymore. They can't afford it. So the frontier of AI research is now entirely in the hands of companies with access to this kind of capital.
Which means the AGI claim isn't just a technical claim. It's a geopolitical claim. It's a message to Beijing. We got there first, and we did it with 100,000 GPUs in Texas.
A message to investors, the next round of funding is going to be even bigger, because the next training run is going to need even more compute.
That's the part that makes me pause. If the AGI claim is real, then the next question is what the next training run looks like. 200,000 GPUs? 500,000? A million? Where does the scale curve end?
If OpenAI says they've achieved AGI, and SoftBank disagrees about what to do with it, who resolves that? The board of a private company? They've spent billions on a run that didn't get them there, and the consortium structure means that failure strains the partnership.
SoftBank's money, OpenAI's technology, Oracle's infrastructure. If the technology underdelivers, the money gets nervous. If the money gets nervous, the infrastructure build-out slows. The Manhattan Project had a clear success condition. Stargate's success condition is undefined, and that's the fragility.
The AGI claim is, in some ways, an attempt to define the success condition retroactively. We spent all this money, we built all this infrastructure, and look, we got AGI. It's a narrative that makes the spending look inevitable.
The thing I keep coming back to is that the infrastructure is real, regardless of whether the claim is true. The power plants are being built. The GPUs are installed. The cooling loops are running. That physical reality doesn't care whether GPT-6 Astra is actually AGI or just a very expensive language model.
That's the more reliable signal. The AGI debate will rage for months. People will argue about definitions and benchmarks and whether the model can actually reason or just pattern match. But the physical build-out is happening either way. I think the AGI claim is the hook, but the infrastructure is the story. The AGI claim is a marketing moment. The infrastructure is a structural change in how AI gets built. One of those things will matter in 10 years. The other will be a footnote.
I'd push back slightly. The AGI claim matters because of who's making it and why. OpenAI has been careful to position itself as the leader in the race to AGI. Saying maybe the landmark is a way of setting the terms of the debate.
A single H100 draws about 700 watts at full load. 100,000 of them is 70 megawatts just for the chips. Add networking, storage, cooling overhead, and you're looking at well over 100 megawatts of continuous draw. It's also a fundraising claim. Stargate needs to raise a lot more money. The $500 billion is an initial commitment over 4 years, not money that's already sitting in a bank account.
The Abilene site is reportedly building its own gas generation because the Ecot grid can't deliver that reliably. so they're not just a customer of the grid. They're becoming their own utility.
The cooling is the other part nobody talks about. 100,000 GPUs generate an enormous amount of heat. Let's talk about the misconception that Stargate's $500 billion is already committed and being spent. It's not. It's an initial commitment over 4 years. That's a big difference. Commitments can be renegotiated. Projects can be delayed.
That's where I want to bring in someone who actually knows what that looks like from the inside.
The cooling loop on our Dallas facility depended on one valve. One, if that valve failed, the whole building went down. We found it during an audit in 99, and I remember standing there looking at it thinking, this is a $40 part that's going to take out $40 million of equipment.
Wait.
I was facilities coordinator for a telecom outfit that built one of the first carrier hotels in Dallas. Late 90s. The glamour was in the fiber. Everyone wanted to talk about the fiber. But the money and the risk were in the diesel generators and the UPS systems and the chillers. The boring stuff. The stuff nobody writes about.
Where does that leave us? The infrastructure is real, and the scale is unprecedented. But the bigger question is what it's all for, and whether the AGI claim holds up.
They keep calling Abilene a data center. It's not a data center. A data center is a building with servers in it. What they're building out there is a power plant with computers attached. The real expertise isn't in the GPUs. Anybody can buy GPUs if you've got SoftBank's money. The expertise is in the power distribution, the cooling loops, the failure domains. The boring infrastructure.
The single point of failure audit. That's the thing you're wondering about.
I've been watching the coverage, and nobody's asking whether anyone is doing that audit at 100,000 GPU scale. Because at that scale, the failure modes multiply. One valve becomes 100 valves. One chiller becomes 50 chillers. And if any one of them fails at the wrong moment during a training run, you don't just lose the run. You lose hundreds of millions of dollars.
The autonomy part is also important. Highly autonomous means the system can operate without human supervision. GPT-6 Astra is a model. It doesn't act on its own. It responds to prompts. That's not autonomy in any meaningful sense.
We had a generator fail during a storm in 2001. The UPS held for 45 seconds. That's all the time we had to get the second generator online. 45 seconds. And that was a building with maybe 200 racks of telecom equipment. Scale that up by a factor of 1,000, and you start to understand what they're actually managing out in Abilene.
When you hear 100,000 GPUs, your first thought isn't the AI.
My first thought is the guy who has to sign off on the generator installations. And whether he's sleeping.
That's the part the Manhattan Project comparison misses entirely. The Manhattan Project had the same dynamic. The physicists got the headlines, but the actual project was pipe fitters and electricians and people managing the Oak Ridge facility. They get left behind, not because they're less talented, but because they can't afford the compute. The best researchers in the world can't do frontier work without access to 100,000 GPUs.
The invisible infrastructure, the valve, the generator, the cooling loop, the stuff that doesn't make the press release but determines whether the whole thing works.
That's a brain drain into a small number of companies. And it means the questions that get asked are the questions the consortium wants to ask, not necessarily the questions that would be asked in a more open research environment.
The physical plant is always the story. Nobody wants to write about it because it's boring, but it's where the money goes and where the risk lives.
So the geography of AI is being determined by the geography of cheap power.
Abilene, Texas, former cotton farming region, now a computing hub. That's a real transformation, and it's happening fast. 500,000. What happens to the grid? What happens to the gas supply? What happens to the water?
The power conversation is happening in utility boardrooms, not in the press. If that bet is wrong, if the next model needs not just more GPUs, but a fundamentally different architecture, then the $500 billion commitment becomes a stranded asset. All that infrastructure built for a bet that didn't pay off.
If the bet is right, we're at the beginning of a build-out that makes the Manhattan Project look small. Not a sprint to a single deliverable, but an ongoing infrastructure project with no defined endpoint. Just keep building, keep scaling, keep spending.
The AGI claim will be debated for months, but the physical reality, the power plants, the GPUs, the cooling systems, that's the more reliable signal of where this is heading. The infrastructure is being built either way.
The open question I'm left with is this. If GPT-6 Astra is the AGI landmark, what would falsify that claim? What test, what task, what demonstration would convince us it's not? And if it isn't AGI, what does the next training run look like? The AGI claim is part of keeping that assumption alive. If you can say you've achieved AGI, the money keeps flowing. If you say you've hit diminishing returns, the money slows down.
The deeper question underneath that, Stargate represents a bet that scale is the path to AGI. If that bet is wrong, the consortium's $500 billion commitment becomes a stranded asset. If it's right, we're at the beginning of an infrastructure build-out that makes the Manhattan Project look small.
The cutting room floor detail I keep thinking about is that the Abilene site's gas generation plans aren't just for backup, they're for primary power. The grid literally can't deliver what this facility needs, so they're building their own utility. That's not a data center. That's a new kind of industrial facility.
It's the part of the story that will still matter when the AGI debate is forgotten. The physical build-out is the more concrete and consequential story. Next episode, we should look at what happens when the energy grid meets AI demand, the ERCOT strain, the gas plant buildouts, and whether the grid can keep up.
If you want to dig into this with us, email us at show@myweirdprompts.com or check out the website at myweirdprompts.com.
The difference here is that the traffic is already there. Stargate isn't building on spec. They're building because OpenAI needs the compute right now. GPT-6 Astra just used 100,000 GPUs. That's real demand.
This has been My Weird Prompts. We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.